I guess each man who loves music and loves life has his own memorable experiences. Those who were fortunate enough to be at Town Hall on the night of February 16th, 1951, I imagine experienced an evening they will never forget. As the artist was on the stage, it was just before intermission. She had finished the first half. The artist was Madame Lehmann, the incomparable Lotta Lehmann, and she spoke to the audience. Our guest this morning, the man who was on the stage with her, whom she referred to just a moment ago, Paul Lanowski. Do you remember this evening, Mr. Lanowski?
I don't think I'll ever forget it. Simply listening to the voice now has thrown me completely off balance, as I think anybody would have been. It was the end of 14 years of magnificent concerts with Lotte Lehmann. That implies a relationship that could only be called the ideal relationship with any singer and accompanist that you could imagine. I'd like to attach a personal note to the event that was just mentioned, the farewell recital. The hall was full, naturally, standing room, and there were possibly a handful of people who knew that this would be the farewell recital, her manager, her agent, and one or two friends. In retrospect, I must be grateful that I was not among them. I had no idea that this was to be her farewell recital. And when Lotte Lehmann said, at the end of the intermission, I'm going to make a speech, she didn't say what it was going to be. And I said, all right, you go out, and when you have finished with the speech, then I'll join you for the rest of the program. She said, oh no, I want you to sit out there. So when we both went out and she started her speech, I had to brace myself for what I could only guess was coming. There was not a tearless eye in the whole audience except Lotte Lehmann. With incredible discipline, she carried through the speech and the rest of the program. And it was only after she had said, I will try to sing an die Musik, that may have been the psychological cue for her, that there was an attempt to do something which would include so much personal emotion for her in singing this, you might almost call it theme song, for the last time in Town Hall, that prompted her to abandon this discipline, this control, just a few seconds before the end of her singing, when she broke down. I'd like to say that this was not a studied thing. She didn't expect it to happen. And as she went from the piano out the door of Town Hall, she said to me, this is terrible. An artist with that much experience should have the discipline not to let this happen. So this was entirely impromptu. I think that you ought to know that.